owners, you going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Oh my God, Cabby, somebody on this show is actually using their head. The Who's Overture from Tommy. Nice.
That's you using your head?
Somebody, finally.
Okay. Somebody.
Hi, kids. How you doing? Coming to you from beautiful San Francisco, California, where the sun actually shined today.
Well, it's a weekend.
That's true. Good point. It is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Oops, I never thought I'd see you again, considering the week you had last week.
Yeah, airport security, you know. Police.
What are you talking about? You had the Homeland Security.
Any incident involving a taxi in the airport, you end up, you know, having to run through four government agencies. And
but still, man, you kept your cool.
You know what? I am so lucky, and you know, I know the cops are going through a rough. I had to deal with about six or seven police officers.
Well, we have to give the whole story later today.
Right. I just want to say every cop I had to deal with
was cool.
Super cool.
Yeah.
Beyond super cool. And that's the way they normally are.
99.9% of them are.
They realize after about 5 minutes, arrested me as a waste of time.
Yeah, just like, you know, with, you know, when you're in school. You know, it takes one person to screw up a good time for the rest of us.
You keep your disposition anytime you're dealing with the police, they will totally,
keep their cool.
They'll be back to you.
Yeah, you they'll reciprocate in kind, as they
exactly.
say.
Exactly. And it's all subliminal.
It also helps if you flirt with them.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got a date with one.
God, help us. It is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. 1-800-878-7529. That is the number for those of you scoring at home. But if you're listening to this show, odds are you're all by yourself. Yes. Trust me on this one. You're not scoring.
You got warrants.
You ain't scoring nothing.
You got warrants. Warrants for your arrest.
Hung out with Pat Olson from USF, the play-by-play guy, also formerly of KMBR, the other day.
Oh, nice!
Yeah, Pat and I are old buddies. We had a nice time.
Oh, I heard it was this is worse news, but the guy from Rush, Joe Perry.
No, Joe Perry. No, from we'll talk about that from Aerosmith. Joe Perry from Aerosmith,
and he's the one that collapsed.
He's the one that collapsed playing with the Hollywood Vampires. We'll get into that in a little bit. Like I said, we'll also take your calls 1-800-878-7529, along with Pete Townsend, Keith Moon, who was one of the founding members of the Hollywood Vampires. Keith Moon was. I'll explain who the Hollywood Vampires were when we come back and what happened to Joe Perry. This is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844, 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Did you go to law school?
No. Clown school.
Okay, then, right? Little A.E.R.O. Smith from the Toys in the Attic release in 1975.
The earlier the album, the better.
Exactly. And everyone thinks they're from Boston. No, they're from New Hampshire. They just got their start in Boston.
Oh.
See?
What about the group Boston?
They're from Boston. Well, Tom Schultz was he has a PhD from MIT in I think it's chemical engineering or something like that.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, I'm serious. Yeah, the guy had a PhD from MIT, and he said, "I'll play in a band first." Yeah. He worked with Dow Chemical too. But in any event, the reason we're playing Aerosmith here, Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. If you have not heard, Joe Perry, he fell ill during a concert Sunday night in New York, fell off the stage. According to audience members and video that's been verified by NBC News. Now, he was playing with the Hollywood Vampires. Now, Hollywood Vampires started back in the early mid-70s, obviously in Hollywood, by Keith Moon, Alice Cooper, Harry Nilsson, Mickey Dolenz, believe it or not.
I like Mickey. I like him.
And John Lennon. And they were basically a bunch of partiers, and they called themselves the Hollywood Vampires. Well, of course, most of them are dead now.
Yeah.
But Cooper and Johnny Depp are the mainstays who were playing with the Hollywood Vampires. And Joe Perry was playing, and evidently he just started weaving back and forth and had to be taken. He's in hospital right now. Apparently he might have suffered a heart attack. Family and friends are with him, but he's still around. He's 65.
Yes. I think somebody just showed him a picture of Steve
Tyler.
Tyler
looks like these
scared days. The hell out of him.
Honest to God. You've heard
Lamar Odom. He's okay.
You've heard me say this before. You can be really, really good but still be overrated. For example, The Doors. Fantastic band, but I thought they're overrated. Aerosmith's another one.
Do you know I'm a Doors Manzarek freak? To me, it's all about him. Morrison's okay. Not a great singer, but I like Manzarek. I actually buy Manzarek albums without the rest of
it. It was Robbie Krieger who wrote Light My Fire.
Yeah. Oh, that's a classic.
Yeah. See that? Yeah. But I'm just saying, Aerosmith's another band. Very good, overrated.
I love The Doors more than most. We have a few local radio stations make fun of that.
I can use LA Woman. That's what an album that was.
There's about 20 hits in there. If they had one or two songs.
Well, no, I'm saying the LA Woman, the Cars Hits by My Window, Been Down So Long. God, I love those songs.
Touch Me on Soft Parade.
Soft Parade was a lame album. That thing sounded like Muzak.
Oh, God.
Please. Although the song is, anyway, Sports Overnight America, 1-800-878-7529. That is the number for those of you scoring at home, or if you happened to be alone. We're going to talk about talk show host Joe Walsh, not the guy from the Eagles and the James game.
No clue who it is, well, but I'm happy for
him. Well, this ass hat, we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But boys and girls of all ages, it is time for the intellectual. Well, I don't know if we should go intellectual or cultural. Let's go cultural first. It is time for the cultural aspect of our program. And for the cultural aspect of our program, you know where we head out to?
The fork in the road.
We head out to Martinsville, Virginia.
Ooh.
Where family trees don't fork. Talk to Moonshine Mike, my friend. Right. Welcome to Sports Overnight America. What's up?
Can I ask you something? Did you say Aerosmith was overrated?
Yeah.
I would thank you if you were in public. I don't tolerate that talk. Steven Tyler is now playing country rock. Do you hear about that?
What?
He went country, but he's playing country rock. Yeah, I mean, the world changes. The first Aerosmith album, I was racing motocross for first race, and they put that on Somebody Make It, Mama Can, and Dream On. That's one of the best albums of all time. Harmonica plays killer. Anyway, I said, it's a perfect world. I know it's the one they had, so I beat the crap out of them and got sponsored after my first motocross race. True story. But I was just talking about baseball team, Mr. Aerosmith. What do you think about the Nationals versus Texas?
The Nats versus Texas?
That's very feasible.
That's not outside the realm of possibilities. I mean, that would be. I mean, it's cool part.
I got to stay with my Giants.
Well, the cool part is the Texas Rangers started in Washington, D.C.
Oh.
They were the second incantation of the Senators.
The Regent.
So I agree, the Giants are hard to beat in the World Series. I mean, they've won every one except for every other year. You know the deal. The Giants, you know, Bumgarner, Posey, and them boys. But do you see outside boys coming through to beat?
One more time in English. What was that?
Outside team that could come through at the last minute, we'll say.
Pittsburgh Pirates.
Oh yeah, no, they're always a second.
They've made up six games on the Cubs in the last like just over a week.
Right, and Dodgers are keeping pace with the Giants. Baseball.
I feel bad. They've won seven of their last ten and have lost a game to the Giants.
I just heard the Giants were 40-15 in the last 55
games. Yeah, the Giants are hot. Pittsburgh, you know, this year they are doing better. You know, they put a payroll. Sure, it's not as well as it used to be, but. I'll be honest with you. I have to tell the truth.
Mike, I'm going to tell you the truth. You're a little too hammered to be on the air right now. You know, we can't understand.
That makes him. Oh man, I've never gained so much from.
Yeah, I know, but I can get in trouble for that.
Oh really?
Now, boys and girls, it is time for the intellectual portion of the program.
I need it.
And for that, we head down to where John Updike said you can look further and see less than any other place on Earth.
The stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas.
And we make our way down to Galveston County, Texas, and talk to our friend Christian. Welcome to Sports Overnight, my friend.
Howdy. How are you doing, Jerry Burke and Cappy?
We're doing okay. You?
Doing all right. I mean, even though the Astros did have to come from behind today in order to beat the Athletics 2-1, I think, I'm doing all right, though.
You know, you can't be ahead every inning of every game.
Nothing,
that's going to happen.
Coming from behind.
It's not like you were down 10-2 in the seventh. You were
behind.
Down 1-0, and you came back. All okay, right. Christian?
And those were my age.
Okay, I understand.
Anyway, what's on your mind, my friend?
Okay, so I know we were talking about this a little before. Not really before I called in. As I was calling into the program minutes ago, and it kind of amazes me after such an incredible weekend that the Ultimate Fighting Championship has had, running three events in two different locations in Las Vegas,
mm-hmm.
and having an exciting trio of fight cards, that this would come down to the eventual sale of the UFC. And I can't believe that even though the people of the 30-mile zone reported this, it's finally going to happen that the UFC is going to get sold to a conglomerate. What are your thoughts?
You do keep on top of this stuff, don't you?
Well, of course. I try my best to keep on top of this stuff, especially when you got the biggest MMA promotion or the biggest combat sports promotion in the world being sold for well over $4.2 billion.
By the way, for those of you, a billion. If somebody gave you a dollar a second, in other words, you know, 1 second, and you know, you go to take a shower, a 10-minute shower, that'd be 600. How long would it take to get $1 billion? If I give you a dollar a second, Christian, any guesses?
I think you do math.
To be honest,
no. Lie to me.
No damn clue.
How long?
I have no damn clue.
32 years 4 months.
Oh, really? I was saying a year. Oh,
that's a billion. That's a billion seconds.
I got to sue my college.
According to the New York Times, the UFC has sold itself $4.2 billion. It's a nice little chunk of change for street fighting, isn't it?
Well, actually, it's a nice little chunk of change pretty much for any sports promotion in the world, let alone combat sports.
No, I'm saying, in all seriousness, Christian, if you think about it, you go back, 10 years ago, and people were calling this human cockfighting. Some people still do. This came this close to being like shut down and made illegal.
Right.
That was 20 years ago when John McCain said that quote. And you know what's crazy? Because look at how far mixed martial arts has come today with all the rules, regulations, and popularity it's gotten all around the world.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I mean, let's put it this way. No one is going to spend, Cabby, back me up. Is anyone going to spend $4 billion on something that doesn't have a future?
Oh, yeah, no. All sports rights are looking good for the future.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like the last advertising Wall Street did a thing on it.
Is MMA still illegal in New York State? Because that was the last state, I think. Christian?
Nope. As of a few months ago, it has been made officially legal as a professional sport.
I'm wondering if they can get MMA into Madison Square Garden. That's when you know it hit the big time.
Come to think of it, that's going to happen in November.
It is. Do tell. Quick. You got 30 seconds.
Okay. UFC 205 will happen November 12th, a week after my 24th birthday at Madison Square Garden. And they're basically supposed to make that a New York versus the world event.
Cool. Christian, thank you for your time, my friend. I appreciate the update on the MMA.
You're welcome. And as always,
I'll talk to you on social media. Thank you, Christian. 1-800-878-7529. So we got our MMA fix there.
I'm going to go sue my alma mater, Donald Trump University. Phony math degree.
And get your stakes back, too. We got an update next, kids. This is Sports Overnight America.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Things may be bad where you live, but I guarantee you it is a paradise next to the burning coal heap that is Scranton, Pennsylvania. I mean, do you know that show, Walking Dead, The Walking Dead? It would make a good tourism ad for Scranton. I mean, if you went to the lowest circle of hell, you'd still be 45 minutes outside of Scranton. I grew up there. I love it. It's the single worst place on earth.
Amen to that, eh, Cabby?
Never been there. Been to Redding. That's nearby.
Lackawanna County.
Where's Redding? Was it Redding County?
Redding is in
Zone County.
No, it's in the Bucks County.
Oh, there you go. We almost moved there.
It's the outlet capital of the world, by the way.
The what?
Redding. It's called the outlet capital of the world.
Outlet of what?
Outlets.
Stores? You
know, store outlets, yeah.
Oh, that wasn't the one.
They've had outlets in Redding for years.
74?
Maybe a little after that.
Is that when you were in Pennsylvania?
Well, I moved to Pennsylvania. Matter of fact, I moved to Pennsylvania in 74.
We were that close.
Speaking of which, on Monday, which is July 11th, my sister Casey will be, it's her birthday. Talk about a frantic week. In 1974, we moved into a new house from Massachusetts to Pennsylvania on July 6th. That's a little hectic, right?
That's when we were living in Philly.
Right?
Yeah.
5 days later, Casey was born. You think that wasn't a hectic week?
Yeah.
And then I tried to trade her in.
But it was all about you.
Yes, it was. I'll tell you that after we do the update. I'll tell you the story. I'll tell you the story how I got ratted out on by
a. Nobody asked me my
feelings. I got the narked on by a maternity nurse.
Right.
But first, we'll do an update brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the numero uno training device being used in the bigs right now, straight through the minors, youth leagues. They even have a softball bat to help with your swing. It's helped my wiffle ball game immeasurably, and it can help you. Here's what you need to do if you play the sport baseball we speak of. Go to phbat.com. You type in the coupon code.
Baseball.
You get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. American League, here we go. It was Toronto. They remain two games out of first in the AL East after a 6-1 win over Le Tigre d'Etoile. The Evil Empire. By the way, Derek Jeter got married on Sunday.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I forgot the chick's name, but he married her.
Oh, it was... Okay.
He was like George Brett. George Brett didn't get married when he was playing. It was smart. 11-7, by the way, the Evil Empire over the Indians.
Almost 500.
Man, the fifth inning must have taken a week to play. Top of the fifth, Yankees score six. Bottom of the fifth, Cleveland scores six.
Cleveland's the whole showcase.
But I'm saying that inning had to take forever and a day. Dem Balmero is out there in Camden Yards.
Yep.
Tim Lincecum takes the loss for the Halos, although he didn't pitch all that badly. 4-2 was your final score.
What's
there.
What's his record?
Huh? He's 1-3 now.
That A's game.
My beloved, David Price finally looking like a real pitcher. He shuts out the, although Tampa, but they get paid too. David Ortiz, home run number 22.
Yeah, the first sign of the Red Sox going to the World Series is sweeping Tampa.
Yeah, exactly. 4-0 was your final score there that
rest
game.
Is down.
24 Jersey Street. It's called Yawkey Way now. It used to be called Jersey Street. Houston with one in the bottom of the ninth, one in the bottom of the tenth.
Major stunning comeback.
Stunning comeback, 2-1 over the biggity-biggity-O. Elsewhere in the American League, Seattle. Well, I mean, Kansas City puts up one in the seventh, three in the eighth, one in the ninth, which is all well and good, except they were down eight at that point. 8-5, they lose to the Seattle Mariners.
Not a comeback.
Who's now a game over. Think about Seattle and Kansas City basically have the same record. Seattle's 45-44. KC, 45-43.
Second half team. They're fine.
Who, Kansas City?
Yeah. It's like Pittsburgh. You're proven that you're a second half team.
Okay.
You're not. You know?
Do you know, the Twinkies have won eight of their last 11? They spanked, and I mean spanked, Tejas. 15-5. 7 in the seventh, 2 in the eighth. There's your ball game right there. National League scores.
Yeah, they gave
Madison Baumgartner went 7 and a third of no-hit ball. Finishes with one hit he gives up. 4-0. They take care of the Diamondbacks, who are a big disappointment this year. Elsewhere, it was the Fighting Phils going to Colorado. 10-3. They take care of the Rockies. The Dodgers, 3-1 over the Friars. Sorry about that, Kevin.
Yeah.
San Luis, 5-1 over the former Seattle Pilots. That's the
Milwaukee
Brewers. Chicago, they come back to take care of Pittsburgh, who's been on a roll, but 6-5, it was the Cubby Bears.
That's a comeback.
Over Pittsburgh. Elsewhere, it was the Nats, the former Montreal Expos. They take care of the Metropolitans, 3-2, your final score. And it was Miami, 7-3, over the Cincinnati Reds.
Ooh, where are they at? They're still in it, right?
Miami, 47-41. We'll get to the standings here in a second, because there was some interleague I need to talk about, because I'm scrolling on the screen here. Atlanta? Really? Atlanta shut out the Pale Hose 2-0. Holy Christ almighty.
Go
on
crazy.
That Go, my God, they're going nuts in Fulton County right now. This update was brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the numero uno training device being used in the bigs right now. Josh Donaldson, he is the reigning AL MVP, swears by this puppy. He picked it up with Chili Davis when he was the hitting coach with the A's. Now look at Josh Donaldson, and now look at the Red Sox since Chili took it there.
Ooh.
See that? Here's what you need to do. Go to phbat.com. This is if you play the sport, baseball.
Yes.
Go to phbat.com. You type in the coupon code.
Baseball.
You get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. 1-800-878-7529. That's the number. You know, I'm trying to think here.
We said that Atlanta's getting hot and crazy. Is it because of that or because of Dwight Howard?
Well, they've won 4 of their last 10. That's hot for them.
Okay, so it's not Dwight Howard.
They're not going
crazy for that.
Exactly. I do want to talk. I'll tell you what. We'll wait until next segment to talk about the standings and.
It's
like I said, on Monday, it's my sister Casey's birthday. And by the way, make sure you hit Raising the Bar, a cute little artisan place that's now in the Broad Street Market in Harrisburg. My sister owns it, and it's doing quite well for
them. Raising the Bar.
Raising the Bar, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You drink there? Or?
No. It's a pastry artisan little restaurant shop.
But I like to drink when I eat pastries.
I do, too. So she's born on July 11th, 1974. And I, you know, at this point, I had two sisters. And I thought, you know, God's not this cruel. He's going to give me a sister and everything's cool, right? Well, nope, doesn't work that way. 9:42 in the evening, the phone call comes to my grandparents that I have another sister number three. And, of course, 9 years old, I'm just beside myself. I mean, I'm just, you know, cursing God and anything that'll listen to me. So I'm thinking, but wait a minute. Use your head here on this one, kid. So staying at my grandparents that night. I don't know where the hell my dad was. Probably went out, got drunk. I don't blame him. About 1 o'clock in the morning, I went back to my our house that we just moved into, about a mile from my grandparents. Got my piggy bank. I think I had like 12 or 15 bucks in there or something like that, right? Took the money, snuck into the hospital, the community medical center on Mulberry Street in Scranton, right in the hills. Snuck into the maternity ward and found one of the maternity nurses and tried to give her 12 or whatever money, like 12 or 13 bucks to switch babies so I can have a brother. Instead of doing the right thing and switching babies and taking the money, or doing the greedy thing and taking the money and just saying, go to, you know, get lost, kid, they wrap me out. They end up going to my mom's room and say, with me, is this yours? Yeah, man, sold me out like that. Would you believe it?
Actually,
I didn't get to a troll. My father thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, the thought of you as a big brother, you know, mentoring another.
Well, no, when I was
younger,
when I had one sister, even two, I kind of did the big brother role. But when I've got four,
but I mean,
what's the point?
Yeah, specific mentor to another male.
No, so, none whatsoever.
That's scary.
So this gets even better. Believe it or not. So, you know, a couple of days later, you know, my mom's, you know, coming out of the hospital, of course, you know, they put me up to be in a wheelchair and she's holding a little baby, right?
They have you strapped in a straitjacket.
Yeah, basically. And there's me, my dad, my mom holding Casey, and I think my sister Chrissy, who was like five at the time, was with us. I don't know where Kelly was. She's probably floating around somewhere. And we're walking. We got right to the doors. We're walking out. I stopped the wheelchair, and the nurse and the candy striper. I said, really, isn't there something we can do about this? Well, unfortunately, at the time, they didn't trade Casey in, but fortunately for me now, she, you know.
I don't know if this, my sister, when she was born, it was 73, September 1st, and we were going to a doubleheader, Giants and Braves, no kidding.
And they both sucked then.
You know what? It was jacket day. They actually go to the game, you get a full usable windbreaker, Giants, and... Just as we're going out the door to the car, oh, yeah, your mom's sick. We got to go. Game's over. And there's like six kids, like, you know, from the neighborhood. And we're like, oh, let's just go. And, you know.
Oh, when my next sister, Boof, was born in 78, I actually got detention that day specifically because of her.
Oh.
I'll have to explain that when we come back. By the way, you know you can follow us on Twitter?
If I knew what that was, I'd do it.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah. I just heard a bunch of lawsuits on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm kind of lazy about Twitter. But, yeah, we can follow us. We're at Sports Overnight. Or you can like our Facebook page. That's Sports Overnight America. Or just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled GERRIEBURKE. I never thought I'd see you again after what happened. We're going to talk about that when we come back, too.
We're going to talk about
how I got detention when my sister Boo was born. We're going to talk about standings. We're going to talk about second half predictions. We're going to talk about what the hell happened to you, because I thought for sure you were going to be in, you know,
yes.
If Alcatraz was still being used, yes. I thought they'd be using it.
Quentin Bounce.
Thank you very much. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93, 1-800-878-7529. I'm Jerry Burke. That's Cabby. That's Herb Alpert with a P in the background, the A in A&M Records with Jerry Moss. This is Sports Overnight America.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE, 855-254-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. Thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I'm the dude. So that's what you call me, you know, that or his dudeness or duder or, you know, El Duderino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
Quick, where was George Benson from?
San Francisco.
Pittsburgh.
Oh. I say the neon lights are bright on road.
Coming to you from beautiful, and it was nice today.
On Broadway.
Broadway. That's where our studios are located, on Broadway here in San Francisco.
But please don't come.
Please don't come visit. Yeah, we don't want to see you.
We're kind of introverted.
It is Sports Overnight. It is Sports Overnight America, iHeart. You're about as subtle as a flying chainsaw. It is Sports Overnight America, iHeart Radio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. We're going to get to the standings here. True story. We were talking about when my sister Casey was born when I was 9. Her birthday on Monday, when I was just before 13, my sister Boof was born, and when I found out about it, it was the Holy Thursday, so we had a half a day. I got called down to the office just before we got excused for the day, and sister Annie Lane said, "It's been a blessed event," and I said, "Great, let me guess, I have another effing sister." Bam! Pow! Right there, I got detention on the day Boof
Blues
was born.
Brothers smacked shoved down
sister Annie Lane. She was, God, this lady.
That was a great scene of Blues Brothers.
With Kathleen Freeman?
She's bashing
the Kathleen, the
nobody's
penguin.
Nobody's stuck in the chair because he's so fat.
Kathleen Freeman. She's been in a thousand damn. No one knows her name. She's like, she was in a thousand damn.
Oh, she's great.
Kathleen Freeman, yeah.
Yes.
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Yeah,
what do you call that, a B-actor? She's like a...
A character actor.
Yeah, but I think in the days we say B. Not that
A B actor was someone who'd be like
B movies.
No, those are B movies. But someone like that is a character actor, like Emmett Walsh, who you've seen in everything. He played the reporter in Slapshot. He was
the guy. It was Strother Martin.
No, Strother Martin wasn't a character actor. He was.
He's full fledged actor, right?
But you know, what's his name? Emmett Walsh was also the guy who was trying to kill Steve Martin in The Jerk.
Oh yeah.
A thousand damn movies and TV shows. Simon Oakland was a character actor. Kathleen Freeman was a great character actor.
I'm trying to think. I know her from Rockford Files. They're never
main characters in the movie, but they're subplot characters that are important, and they're always like sixth in line. You know, after the second set of credits, that's a character. What's her name?
Those are my favorite.
Ruth
actors.
Hussey was like that back in the days. It's just, if you know who Ruth Hussey was from the Philadelphia Story. Talking about the standings here in Major League Baseball,
yes.
I'm just going to rattle them off here. In the American League East, of course, the Orioles have just defied logic again. They're up 2 on both Boston and Toronto. The Eagle Empire at 500, hanging tough.
But, you know, when you're behind 3 teams, that's hard to make up.
You
need all 3 teams to collapse.
Yeah, but there's 7.5 and they're playing against. I can't stand it. Tampa's, forget about Tampa.
Adios.
Cleveland in the Central is 6.5 up on Le Tigre à Detroit and 7 on the Pale Hose and Kansas City.
See, now there it's different because if you're 7 back, you're – you just have to be in second place.
Right.
So second place, seven back, you very realistic shot.
Right, Detroit's like 6.5 back. So
right.
In the West, Texas, I remember Robert Bouin a couple weeks ago saying when they were up 11, he said that's the team that's in most danger. Ding, 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 they're only 5.5 up on Houston. Seattle's only 8.5 back right now.
No, Seattle's I'm sticking in there. They had a little bump in the road, but definitely. See, like you said, were you disappointed in them, or think they're doing better than they should?
No, the last 3 years they were supposed to be doing better than
But they kind of took over the Angels spot. You know, like the Angels was always.
You mean the team that's 16.5 back right now?
Yeah.
National League East, the Nats are up 6 on the Mets, who are toast with their injuries. Miami's only 6.5 back.
That's my wild card.
Five games over 500.
My little underdog pick there.
Philadelphia and Atlanta, forget about it. In the National League Central, Cubs are up 7 on St. Louis, 7.5 on Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, St. Louis fighting.
Who gained 6 games in the last week and a half on the Cubs, Pittsburgh has.
Right. And the other thing, too, is they went ahead of St. Louis, didn't they?
No, they're a half game behind St. Louis now.
Oh.
After that loss on Sunday to the Cubby Bears.
Sorry, I'm looking at
In the West,
papers.
The Gigantes, they're up 6 on the Dodgers. The rest of the NL West, they might as well just pack it up and go home.
Oh, we're 6? I thought we were 4.
6.5.
Yeah, babe.
But it's funny, the Giants have won, and the Dodgers have won 7 of their last 10. And still have lost one game in the standings in that span. The Giants have won 8 out of 10.
And all that great Giants hitting hitters like, let me think.
So would you stop?
Posey Buster.
Yeah, Posey Buster. Okay. So, I mean, I look at the AL East, okay? And you know what? If you get up there, if you look at me and say, I know what's going to happen in the AL East, you know what? You don't know. You don't. You know, there's absolutely. If you said Tampa's going to win the division,
right.
I mean, that's the only thing I can listen to you and say, okay, you're either an idiot or you know, or something.
Okay, so we're making our picks now for the. So out of those three, are you staying with Baltimore or?
No, I'm going.
Your Red Sox.
I'm going to go with my Red Sox. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to take the pro hammer bat guy, and Toronto.
Okay, so I'm going to write these down. Cabby.
Yeah.
And Jerry. So you're going with Toronto winning the. We'll get to the wild card later. You're taking the division winners. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Are they going to stay? Like most of these guys probably pick just.
All right. We'll do it to the
Cleveland. Hands down. Those other teams are good, but the Kansas City's going to make a nice run. I'll put them down as a wild card team, but I think Cleveland.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Because their pitching staff is just lights out. I mean, you got all starters. Even if one starter just totally loses it.
Okay, so we're going to both stick with Cleveland.
Yeah.
All right, the West. Texas, they're up 5.5 on Houston, 8.5 on Seattle.
Houston's a coming.
Yeah, and, you know, Texas has got those pitching.
You know, it's a weak division when you get lower.
You know, I'm going to stick with – I still think the Rangers had enough.
Yeah, no, Texas, yeah. I'm
staying with – I think Texas is going to win the division.
So we're agreeing on Texas and Cleveland, right?
Right, okay.
Okay.
All right, now let's go to the National League.
You got Boston.
Okay, National League. Got the Nats up 6 on the Mets and 6.5 on Miami.
Okay, I'm going to go for the upset. But I might save them for my wild. If you pick a wild card team and they win the division.
Yeah, we're gonna go wild card later. Who's gonna win the division right now?
I gotta stick with Washington.
You stick with Washington, me too.
I'm such a, girl.
See, I thought you were gonna say Miami.
Well, I am. I really believe Miami
to win the division. Then if you believe it, say it.
All right, let's go with Miami. You know what? If I'm wrong, who cares?
I will.
Oh, you would.
Yeah, okay.
You make fun of me.
Central, Cubs are up 7 on St. Louis, 7.5 on Pittsburgh, 14 on Milwaukee. They don't come.
I'm gonna go.
I still like Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh.
My wild card. Because if St. Louis wasn't in there,
who do you like to win the division?
I'm gonna go with Cubs, not because of the Pittsburgh factor, but when you still got to compete with St. Louis.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? It's like you're not going to go in.
You can never figure them out. They're always
it'll be 2 out of 3, but you're not going to gain any ground.
All right, the NL West, obviously, there's only 2 teams.
Let's see. Who would I like?
Giants are up 6.5.
They got no hitting.
And they're one sore shoulder away from
having
one sore shoulder away from.
And Cueto, he's only like 13 games above 500.
Yeah, he's the first to win 13 games.
13-1.
But here's the thing, Kershaw's. You know, they don't know what to deal with Kershaw is with the Dodgers. So I gotta go with the Giants.
Good.
You too.
Yeah.
You don't.
I was being sarcastic.
I don't know why you were trying to be funny there.
I'm not trying to be funny.
Okay, let's just get the wild card standing.
It's an obvious question that you finally answered.
You're a dork. All right.
Took you 2 minutes.
Gonna get the wild card standings right now up in front of me here.
Okay, that's the better pick.
Okay.
And obviously, if you pick a wild card team and they win the division, that counts as a win because you're switching places with the upper team.
Yes, I'm waiting for the computer, our world-class computer system. There we go. All right, right now, I'm just going to rattle them off all the way down to where it gets double digits, okay?
Yeah.
All right, in the American League, Your two tops are, of course, Boston and Toronto. Okay.
Yes.
Then two games back of that is Houston. Four behind that is Detroit. 4.5, the White Sox and Kansas City. Seattle's 5. Yankees 5.5. And then we got into the double digits with Oakland. Okay.
Yes.
All right. There's only two. Only two can make it. Okay.
You know, I think the same thing, Baltimore, Boston, because you have three teams trying to kill each other, that the other two divisions are going to have more wins.
I like Toronto and Houston for the wild card.
And I'm going with Houston and Kansas City.
Really? Okay.
No, no, not because the Red Sox, Toronto, and Baltimore, when it's three teams, it's like the St. Louis, Pittsburgh.
KC
Cubs
and Toronto in the wild card.
Yeah, they're going to kill. They'll kill each other.
All right, cool. National League, Dodgers and the Mets are even half a game back is Miami. St. Louis a game, Pittsburgh a game and a half, Philadelphia 6, Colorado 7, Milwaukee 8.5, Padres 9.5, and then we get into the double digits. Boy, it's tough.
That's a tough one.
I'm going to go, you know what, I'm going to go Miami and, see, because I have the Pittsburgh winning division, so I'm going to go Cubs and Miami are going to be my wild card teams.
Oh, because you have Pittsburgh winning, yeah, that's the same, right. And I'm going to go, because of Miami, I'm going to take Washington as my wild card.
Mm-hmm.
God, I hate picking the Dodgers, but, you know, Pittsburgh and St. Louis, they're going to kill each other. And the Dodgers, like you said, Kershaw's a big deal, but it's, you know, like I said, he's only one in every five games.
Yeah, I know, but still, that's one in every five games.
Yeah. What do they think? Hit the whole season,
maybe? I know. I don't know, but it's not going to be – he's not going to be back in a week. Let's put it that way.
Okay, I'm going to – only on the condition that you promise not to tell any other person.
I won't tell
anybody. Dodgers.
Okay. Dodgers.
Those stinking Dodgers.
You don't need no stinking Dodgers.
We don't need no stinking Dodgers.
It is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius XM Channel 93. By the way, guess who I'm having lunch with on Saturday afternoon?
You know what? I hung out there at the New Century Theater.
Yeah, Katie Morgan, the adult film star.
And I asked her with Nina Hartley, and they go, "No, Katie Morgan." And I go, "Oh."
Yeah, she was a super sweet lady. So she's performing at the New Century here in San Francisco on the 15th and 16th.
Yeah.
So we're having lunch.
No, the bouncer was kicking me out because I was like drooling.
You should
over
be
there.
Bounced out. But Saturday the 16th, she and I are going to go out and have lunch, which is kind of cool.
It's a great cab stand, by the way.
Yeah,
I park
it is.
There all the time.
By the way,
because the chicks like to smoke.
Oh, okay.
I got a free show.
There you go.
I'm not paying no $30 cover to go in there.
See, that's the great thing about like always being around here.
Yes.
With the you get to know the doorman. I mean, I don't go to strip clubs, but if I wanted to, I don't have to pay.
Oh anything. No, we walk by. They know me.
They're like, hey, Jared. I mean, I've had some of them on the air. As a matter of fact.
No, I had I walked by the other day, and they go, "Hey, do you want to come in, baby? Sweet cheeks." And I was like, "I'm sorry,
if
girl."
Anybody, no, any girl who calls you baby sweet cheeks,
well, they're trying to lure me in.
No, they're desperate, is what they are.
Exactly, and that's why I said, "I'm sorry, honey, but I have a show to do. You want to come see it?
Want to come see me be famous?
I'm going to do my show.
Jesus
do my
Christ!
They sort of get repulsed and then run back inside. So. Anything else good on the Monday morning?
I don't know. We're going to do an update when we come back.
Yes.
There was something I meant to bring up, and I can't remember what it is now. Oh, yeah, what happened to you? We'll do that later. With the
it's
airport.
A long story. So
yeah, well, all your stories are long because you drag things out. You know, you can follow us on Twitter. God help you. By the way, you know there's Pokemon has passed the Pokemon app has passed Twitter. Oh, by the way, Secret Lives of Pets.
Yes, love it.
Largest opening day of any animated movie ever.
You're killing me.
I gotta go see
it. I know. I watched the commercial. I didn't laugh at one thing.
I think it's hilarious.
I really love you that you Despicable Me.
Oh,
dude, I hated Shrek.
Me and the Minions.
And everything's been worse.
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius XM Channel 93. Follow us on Twitter at Sports Overnight. Like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America, or just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled GERRIEBURKE. My parents had a sense of humor. Louis Primo, along with Keely Smith in the background. This is Sports Overnight America. Like magic cola. Ah, in a spin. Love is a spin I'm in. Under the old black magic called love. In a spin. Love is a spin I'm in. Under the old.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
If you'd stop all your arguing and jawing, you'd see my side of it. Yep, yep, yep. Keep that mouth flapping and do no listening.
This is a boy?
I love Foghorn.
Oh, my dad loved Foghorn Leghorn.
That's a cartoon I'd pay to see. Great. I don't know if I'd pay $20.
The Great Mel Blanc.
Boy, what a wide range of characters.
Although he said, to the day he died, the greatest cartoon voice actor in the world was June Foray.
Who was?
The voice of Rocky Squirrel, but did all the female voices for the Warner Brothers cartoons and for the... it's from my hometown, Vagabond. She's still alive. She's like 98 or 99.
Oh, Lois Lane just died.
Yeah.
She was 90.
97.
Pretty close, huh?
Yeah.
Mel Blanc, if you ever see the Beverly Hillbillies, he's the cabbie.
Yeah.
He tries to collect the fare from...
Oh, his stuff on the Jack Benny show was incredible, both the radio and TV.
You got to go way back for that.
Oh, that stuff's funny. So my dad loved it.
Now, he said his hardest character was Yosemite Sam. Well, and he goes, a guy, he was from Yosemite, California, but he spoke like he was from Texas. And I thought, what a great character. Yeah, you always think Yosemite is some Texas town.
He wasn't the original voice of Elmer Fudd. It was a production guy, and then he died, and then he took over Elmer Fudd's voice. The one Bugs Bunny was funny because he was allergic to carrots, so he had to do the carrot chewing noise with his, because no other vegetable sounded like it, so he had to do that.
Oh, by himself.
Yeah, because
he was
allergic to carrots.
Right. No. Cucumber maybe.
No, they tried all different things. Celery. Nothing sounded like a carrot. Like see.
Wow.
By the way, the name Bugs Bunny came from the guy who created his nickname was Bugs. and it was Bugs' Bunny. That's where it came
from.
Was
that a World War II concept?
Oh, it came up before World War II, I think, Bugs Bunny.
Really?
Yeah. 30? Like 39, 40, right in there.
Right, because it was like Three Stooges. Remember, they started doing those anti-Hitler episodes.
With their Bugs Bunny. Did some funny anti-Hitler stuff with Bugs Bunny.
You ever see the German map of the world?
Oh, God.
That was so stupid. It was like,
Merry Melodies. Those things are funny. I mean,
yeah, and you can't. Now they say, oh, they're too racist. You know, Speedy Gonzales.
Well, some of the,
great characters.
Some of the old Tom and Jerry's, those were extremely racially insensitive. Do you know Tom and Jerry's 76 years old?
Oh, that's Hanna-Barbera, right?
Yeah.
I think it is, yeah. Yep. No, that's just, it's so funny because, like, Speedy Gonzales.
And then when Chuck Jones got a hold of it, he ruined it. But
you think of all the racial issues. You know, Speedy Gonzales is not a racial issue. It's like. It's
and,
a
what
small
was
guy
and what was this? And what was
this?
And what,
you know.
What was his cousin's name?
Oh, the slow guy.
Slowpoke Rodriguez.
Oh, that might be racist.
Thank you very much. You know, no time for an update. But if we were going to do one, though, what would it have been brought to you by, Cavi?
Pro Hammer Bat.
And is the numero uno training device being used in the bigs right now, straight through the minors, youth leagues, D1? They even have a softball bat to help with your swing. Youth Leagues. It's helped my wiffle ball game immeasurably, and it can help you. Here's what you need to do. You go to their website, which is phbat.com. If you play the sport, that is. You type in the coupon code.
Baseball.
You get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. We will let you know. Portugal is your Euro 2016 winner.
Nice.
Just throwing
over
that out there.
Over France.
Wow. The frogs.
I think they got rid of that headbutt guy.
They surrendered early. Those idiots at the USA Network next with what they humorously refer to as the news. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93.
USA Radio News with Rich Strong.
I felt the bullet. I don't know if it bounced off the ground or what, but I felt it when it hit me in the back of my leg.
A survivor of the shooting that killed five police officers in Dallas is telling her story today, one that she says proves police are heroes.
And that officer jumped on top of me and covered me and my son. And there was another one at our feet. And there was another one over our head.
Shatamia Taylor says those officers got her and her son into a squad car that had been riddled with bullets. Meanwhile, the Dallas police chief says the shooter, Micah Johnson, had plans long ago to kill cops.
The deaths in Minnesota and Louisiana just sparked his delusion to fast-track his plans and saw the protest in Dallas as an opportunity to begin wreaking havoc on our officers.
This is USA Radio News.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani says the issue isn't police shootings of blacks, it's blacks shooting blacks. And as Mitch Levy tells us, he wasn't holding back.
Giuliani says part of the problem originates at home.
You've got to teach your children to be respectful to the police. And you've got to teach your children that the real danger to them is not the police. The real danger to them are other black kids who are going to kill them.
Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, Giuliani said police shootings of blacks happens rarely. But blacks shoot blacks every 14 hours in Chicago. He also blamed black music and pop culture for heightening racial tension. Mitch Levy, New York.
Protests today in several cities, including Minneapolis, where 21 police officers were injured. But peaceful protests in Louisiana.
Very, very few. Have engaged in anything that was unlawful. Those that did, it was relatively minor misdemeanor offenses such as obstructing a roadway.
Breaking news on the web at westernjournalism.com. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then U.S. Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
An interesting statistic, 9 hours. That's how much time today's 13 to 18-year-old spends with entertainment media on a portable device. USA's Russ Jones talked with one expert about connecting with kids who can't disconnect their eyes from their mobile.
In 52 ways to connect with your smartphone-obsessed kid, Jonathan McKee draws from over 20 years of experience working with teenagers and studying youth culture.
When they walk in a room, their kids can't pry their eyes from these devices. And so it goes from there. How do I get my kids to look up and talk with me?
McKee says instead of lecturing, he provides them with practical solutions to the problems facing the family in using today's technology.
Just when you're tucking your kid to bed and they're comfy underneath the covers and they look up at you, and that's when they maybe ask that question and ask, Mom, when you're my age, did anybody ever talk about you, something that wasn't true? And maybe you as a parent, you just find this like little 5 to 10 minute time right there as you're putting your kid to bed where they're talking and you're like, wow, this is great. We had this moment.
While McKee says technology is not the enemy, he does say there are dangers that lie ahead if parents fail to connect. I'm Russ Jones.
At the box office, The Secret Life of Pets sets a record, grossing $103 million, the highest ever for an animated film. The Legend of Tarzan comes in second. Finding Dory comes in third. Finding Dory was last week's top-grossing film. I'm Richard Strong, USA Radio News.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
It is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Coming to you from beautiful San Francisco, California. Happy birthday, by the way, to my sister Casey, the owner and operator of Raising the Bar in the Broad Street Market in Harrisburg, PA. She's one of those real high-end executive pastry chef types. Of course, I'm allergic to chocolate, so 1-800-878-7529. That is the number for those of you scoring at home, or more than likely, if you're listening to this show, you are alone. My personal chauffeur, who I never thought I'd see again after what happened to him last week. We're going to get into that. The great cabbie, he's doing something. I don't know what it is. He'll be around. And later this hour, we're going to be chit-chatting with a woman who I'm having lunch with in less than a week. Adult film star and host of HBO's Real Sex and Pornucopia, the great Katie Morgan. You can check her work out on Vivid Radio. That's on XM and Sirius 791. It's one of those premium channels you got to pay for, you cheap bastards. There was something I meant to bring up, and I can't remember what it is now. Oh, man, it's killing me. It had something to do with Cabby, but actually, we'll figure that out when we get to it. By the way, you can follow us on Twitter if you're so dare. We're kind of lazy about Twitter, though, but it's at Sports Overnight. And like our Facebook page at Sports Overnight America. And while you're there, go check out the Bill Lee for Governor Facebook page. Progressive Party nominated him. He's a Libertarian Unionist. That's what Bernie Sanders started that for the great state of Vermont. I'm his communications director and his media, I guess, go-between, I guess would be the word you're looking for. Or you can just go to Hold Me Personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled G-E-R-R-I-E-B-U-R-K-E. My parents had a sense of H-U-M-O-U-R. A little drum boogie in the background. My personal chauffeur, like I said, the great Cabby, he will be in here shortly. So the rest we're going to make up as we go along. Katie Morgan later this hour. This is Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Look, this would be so easy for me. I mean, physically, you're like my perfect fantasy. Well, clearly, the sex would be fabulous. I mean, you're strong, you've got a perfect back. I can just feel my arms and legs wrapped around you.
Excuse me?
We'd be all over the room and go on for hours and hours.
I don't buy a word of that in reference to me. Do you, Gabby?
I've never heard that in my life. Sorry to say.
I don't blame you. It is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius XM Channel 93. Along with Zeppelin from their first album. My personal chauffeur, the great Cabby. I'm Jerry Burke. How you doing?
The wee hours of the morning.
Yeah, happy July 11th. Happy birthday.
Dun, dun, dun. Middle of summer.
It's the Bastille Day is coming up here in a couple of days. And we have a bar here in San Francisco called the Irish Bank. legendary place in this little alley right near the Chinatown gate here on right up between off of Bush and Grant Streets. And Irish Bank, I mean,
yes,
you would think, and it is. It's all their foods, everything is Irish. But they have like one of the biggest, best Steel Day parties in the country for a bar.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, the whole block's closed off. I don't know why the Irish are celebrating.
You know, for the uninformed and myself, what is Bastille?
I have no idea. It has something to do with the French Revolution. That's all
so
I know.
So why would the Irish? That's why I was like.
Just another reason for us to drink. That's
okay. All it is. Let's see. What's the reason? It's July 11th.
The sun came up.
That's my reason for drinking today.
Yeah. Okay, really?
Yeah. Well, yeah. July 11th alcohol.
I know. It's my sister's birthday. Right? There's a reason for it right there. Mm-hmm.
Actually, this was the time when I was getting out of the Navy.
Yeah, do you want to talk? Yeah.
Leaving the Navy.
Yeah,
my illustrious military career.
Being thrown out of the Navy.
No, they loved me.
You had a bit of an issue. I'm just going to sit here. I want you to just tell what happened this past week.
Okay. So.
I get this text, and I never saw a panic text from you. I got without trying to be funny.
Truthful is the main thing.
Tell everybody what happened. Was it the past Thursday?
Okay, at the end of the shift. Yes, I used the cab for nefarious activities. You guys can fill that in on your own. Okay, so my day driver doesn't show up, and I'm already in my after hours mode. You know, after working hours mode, right? Which is, at the time, if you're not...
You ain't in work mode, is what you're saying.
Right. But it's also, I'm off of work. Because I won't go, like, pick up passengers, like,
right.
Whatever, you know. And so I go to the airport, and my day driver says, oh, I'm not taking the cab today. And I said, well, I'll go grab one fare out of the airport.
Right.
And we double park, because there's this mechanism for charging the taxis, and they were racing in there.
Right.
And they now take cameras of us sitting out there, because we lie in wait. So that we enter at the right moment. But it is like an airport.
Gee, a camera at an airport.
No,
really?
I mean, but they've never done it before. So, like, when I pulled up, they saw me on double parked on the airport ramp.
Uh-huh.
And then the guy goes, oh, I can smell remnants.
Oh, something.
Of something, right. And we'll not be specific. I'm going to have to pull you over, and we're going to have to call the police.
Right,
and
now,
it's at the airport. When
I got that text, I thought, that's it. And they're slapping the bracelets on you. Now, and a couple hours later, I get this thing where it's like,
all clear.
Yeah. I'm saying, who the hell did you get on your knees for? How'd you pull
four agencies on me for one time? Right, no, because it's a very serious thing, being the airport.
You think?
I don't want to say evidence. That's not the right word. Everything. There was nothing in the cab. It was.
That's evidence. Yes.
But remnants. In other words, you can't really, you know, arrest somebody on smell.
Right.
With nothing else to back it up.
Well, with your body odor, I can.
So while the guy who was arresting me were sitting there, all these cabbies come up because they're mad at Uber and stuff,
right.
And they're cussing this guy out. Yeah, for writing
don't pick
me a
on
ticket.
Uber. You'll pick on his cat.
And the guy just goes, "I write 50 tickets to Uber for everyone in a taxi." And I says, oh, these guys are all morons. They sit here at the airport squatting for 2 hours, stare into the distance, and then wonder where all their business goes. You know, if they were real cabbies, they'd be on the street hustling. And the guy goes, really? You know, and in the 30 minutes we were waiting for the PD to show up,
friends. It was that big of an emergency until half an hour
buddy,
you got there, right?
Yeah, and it was just funny because he's supposed to work for, you know, the airport. And none of it would have happened if I wasn't an idiot.
See, I mean, when he got that first text, I thought, that's it. He's done.
The four cops had to come, two undercovers. The feds came, and then they said, well, we got to just tell Homeland Security.
Oh, jeez. Okay, now that's the one I want to hear about. So Homeland Security, they show up in their little white and blue cars.
No, because none of them came in uniform. So I had no idea which one was which. But I don't want to sound like a jerk, but I was kind of playing off each one to the other one because I had the cabbie commission, the airport commission, the police, and then these Homeland. And I think—
I have just one question. You did not mention my name.
No.
Thank God.
Yes. But it was kind of harrowing. And I want to say like this. I've never been treated with more respect by police. They actually wrote a statement saying, we are sorry that we detained you for an hour, blah, blah, blah. But I think in the end they figured out that it was either ISIS or Al-Qaeda that left that nebulous cloud of marijuana smoke.
Yeah, okay. That's the story you're going with?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of those two groups. I'm not saying which one, but one of those two.
Yeah, because you know we don't want to piss them off.
Oh no, they might do something crazy.
When I got that text, I thought that's it. You're toast.
I want to say that I know the cops are going through a lot of grief right now. These cops, everyone that showed up was the coolest.
I try to tell people.
Unbelievable.
I mean, I've been to towns where, and I've said this before, where some of them, I'm not saying they're bad, but I'm saying they come across as being slightly, paramilitary. They have their uniforms, and they look like they're in the military. But the San Francisco cops are cool. They intentionally wear these frumpy uniforms, so they disarm people. You know, they're kind of baggy, so they but I've never had I've never done anything worth having a problem for, but I've never had a problem with a San Francisco cop ever. And they're cool, too.
No, and I was nice and, I want to say, polite, but, no resistance
that's
whatsoever.
That's funny, because you're not even nice and polite to me.
Exactly. You remember the first guy I befriended with his, saying, oh, man, you do your job and don't let these idiot cabbies tell you what to do.
Oh, yeah.
They asked him later, says, do you still want to write him up for the double parking? And the guy goes, no, he's cool. Let him go. And I'm not kidding you. These guys do not give breaks. They literally are down there on inspections to nail you. Yeah. And it was like,
and even if they were being dicks, they don't deserve some of the
rest.
Because they're 99. Right. This is going to sound terrible. Yeah, when 9/11 happened, and of course there were 2,977 people killed, and they were all heroes, right?
Yes.
Okay, here's a news flash for you. There were a couple of people in there that were these people were asses, and their spouses weren't unhappy. No matter what, you're going to. Even the priesthood, it doesn't matter. You're going to have bad apples, But by and large, police officers are good people. They do good
jobs.
They're great people.
They become police they are a real hero.
If you had to put up with 10% of the crap they put up on an hourly basis, yes. I mean, they have to put up with people like Cabby.
Yes.
I mean, you know how bad that is. But no, I'm serious. I mean, normal everyday, it's not even serious stuff. Normal everyday crap that you have to put up with.
I get pulled over, not anymore because I'm getting old, but in my younger day, I got pulled over all the time.
I can imagine.
And the only thing more amazing than the number of tickets I got is how many I got out of. I just said, no, you're doing your job. You don't have to explain nothing to me. He said, oh, yeah, you're doing 80
now. You don't have to explain anything.
Yeah, he's like, you don't have to, whatever. And one, I tell cops that I'm getting ahead of the pack of traffic, and, oh, that's actually good driving. Okay, and they let me go.
You know where the term cops come from?
Ooh.
Their badges used to be made of copper.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And cops, that's where it comes from.
I actually said my license, I live next door to a police station, and I just said, yeah, I live right next door to the cop shop, and they laughed like they never heard that. I go, you guys never heard of the word cop shop? What's that?
That's weird.
Really? Yeah, really? That was kind of goofball. But I wanted to say they made me getting arrested the most pleasant experience.
What was the Eddie Murphy line in Beverly Hills Cop? He goes, this is the nicest police car I've ever been in. 1-800-878-7529. We are going to do the update when we come back. Along with my personal chauffeur, the great Cabby, I'm Jerry Burke. A little Clapton from his debut album. Delaney Bramlett and Stephen Stills on guitar, helping out. Like Clapton needed help, right?
Yes.
Follow us on Twitter at Sports Overnight. Like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America, or just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled GERRIE. BURKE, coming to you from beautiful San Francisco, California. 1-800-878-7529. That's the number here, 202-456-1414. That's the White House if you want to drop them a line. Keep in mind, they have caller ID. Cappy found that out a few times during the Bush administration.
Do you know, I just realized something. Your dad gave you the weird name because if you ever go to court on serious crimes, they'll misspell your name and you kick loose.
Dude, my given name is Sean Lauren, as in L-A-U-R-E-N, okay?
Oh, man.
The Jerry part's not that bad. This is Sports Overnight America.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Oh, Father, what are we, cannibals?
I loved Sylvester and his kid.
You know, Sylvester, you just hit me because we were talking earlier about Speedy Gonzalez. He is the greatest cartoon bad guy. I mean, us, Yosemite.
More than Wile E. Coyote?
Well, no, because Wile E. just centered on the Roadrunner. Sylvester was
no,
the
that's
bad
not
guy
true because no, because no.
Oh, wait. Later, what happened?
No, because he was on with a couple things with Bugs Bunny because he was Wile E. Coyote, super genius. You know what the funny part is? Coyotes are actually faster than Roadrunners.
They'll kill them. Yep.
They're actually faster. Yeah.
Coyotes are pretty.
And there was one episode where the coyote did catch the Roadrunner.
And what happened?
I forgot.
It was like they. Oh, maybe he like made him feel sorry. Oh yeah, yeah. Big Roadrunner eyes or something. Yeah, vaguely. No, it's just Sylvester was a bad guy. You know, Tweety Bird. Speedy Gonzalez. Yeah.
Well, you know the granny,
and the kangaroo.
Granny who took care of Tweety.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That was June Foray, the voice.
Oh, get out.
Yeah,
that's what we were talking.
And all
about.
Those Bullwinkle voices, like all the female, like right. That was June Foray.
Is that the one you always talk about when you
from my hometown? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why you're in love.
Yeah. She was hot in her day too. Did you ever see a picture of her?
I know you'd do her now.
No, she's in her 90s. I'm not that sick.
Yeah, you are.
Not quite that sick. Well,
not quite. 80s, yes, but 90s.
I mean, you look at Ann Margaret.
What integrity.
You look at Ann Margaret, you're thinking, yeah, maybe still, yeah.
It's an honor working with you. Oh, who? Ann Margaret?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know who they're showing is the from Gilligan's Island. Not the cute one.
Tina Louise?
No, the other one.
The redhead.
Mary Wells.
Dawn Wells.
Dawn Wells, and she is on this MeTV, and she still looks great.
And she was a former Miss. She was Miss Nevada once.
Right, no, I mean, and I'm watching Gilligan's Island with a little more interest lately.
What was the skipper's real name? Not the actor. Not
Hale.
Not the actor. But what was the skipper's name?
Oh, I don't know.
Jonas Grumby.
In the
on the show.
You know, I just learned that about another old character, and I can't remember.
And what was Gilligan's first name?
I thought that was Gilligan.
Nope. Willie.
Willie Gilligan.
So, yeah. You know, it was funny when Tina Louise was hired to do that show.
Yeah, she's the one that held out, right?
Yeah, yeah, she thought. She had this. She thought the show was going to be about her, and Sherwood Schwartz is like, the show's called Gilligan's Island. Your character's name is Ginger. What's your first? Because she went to the actor's studio and everything. She was like a serious actress.
Sure, but she still did the Marilyn Monroe bit where you talk like, Oh, yeah. And it's like, come on. Marilyn Monroe was like, she would have been a great actress if she didn't do the baby talk every single time.
Well, it was depending on the role.
Well, we weren't watching her for abilities.
Good point. I love The 7 Year Itch.
Oh, I love it. I love all of it. It just, you know, it's like watching Deborah Harry on Blondie when she was young, of course.
I love Deborah Harry. I met her a couple times. She's a sweetie.
Oh, my God. And she was gorgeous, right? Yeah. Yep.
She was a waitress at a place called the Kansas City in Greenwich Village before she hit it big.
Yeah, it was just funny because it's like they're talking about like supermodels and stuff. They want to be taken as a serious actor. All actresses are used for their looks, and then like as you get older, the looks are going to fade. You got to become. You have to rely on your talent.
You have talent. Yeah, you can't. You're not going to be gorgeous forever.
You're going to get weeded out. And that's just the way it is. And like the idea is, if you have real talent, you know.
Well, look at Sandra Bernhardt.
Oh yeah.
You know, I mean, she's never been like, you know, a looker, I guess you want to call.
But she uses that.
But she can also.
She's great.
Yeah. You know, she's also a decent actress.
Yes. No, she wouldn't be there if she, you know what I mean?
She was great in The King of Comedy with Jerry Lewis and Rob De Niro.
What was that one where they all told the same joke, Penn Jillette? Was that the one? No. It was a DVD where like 100 comedians tell the same joke.
Not coffee and cigarettes.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I can't think of it. Oh, anyway, by the way, we're supposed to do an update right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry.
Because God knows people can't.
Arriba, andale.
Arriba, andale. Thank you very much. So updates, wait, I got to get some music for this, don't I?
For
updates? It would help, yeah. It would help to have some update music.
Yeah. That way they don't tune out.
Exactly.
Yes.
Not that they're sticking around to begin with, but let's see. What we should go with. Oh, let's do something a little different here. There you go. This will work. There you go. How's that?
Might be people that like tape delayed the game. When they wake up.
They can't find the remote to change the channel.
Like Philly fans or something.
This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat Kids, the numero uno training device being used in the bigs right now, straight through the minors, youth leagues. You even have a softball bat to help with your swing. It's helped my wiffle ball game immeasurably, and damn it, it can help you. Here's what you need to do. If you play the sport, and we speak of baseball being the sport, you go to their website. It's phbat.com. You type in the coupon code
baseball.
You get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. Let's start in the senior circuit. That's the National League.
Oh, the old geezers.
The oldest professional baseball franchise, the Cincinnati Reds.
Ooh.
They got
old.
Yep, they got whooped on. That's why they used to, back in the day, the opening day was just the Reds.
Wasn't it 1869 or something for them?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
like the Cincinnati Reds.
7-3, they were beaten by the Miami Marlins. I don't know if their uniforms are still pretty good. The former Montreal Expos, better known as the Washington Nats. They take care of the Metropolitans. Just saying.
They got that Murphy guy. He's killing it.
Yep. 17th Jack of the Year. 3-2 is your final score there. Gio Gonzalez. He's only 5-8.
Yeah, but that's.
I like junk ball pitchers.
Yeah. Old days guy.
Elsewhere in the National League, it was the Cubby Bears. Yes. They save face against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Yeesh.
Could you imagine a sweep there?
That would have hurt, yeah. 6-5 was your final score there. 15 hits for the Cubs. 2 errors. They still can't catch the damn ball. San Luis, 5-1 over the former Seattle Pilots. Just
Interleague.
Saying. No, that's
San
nice.
Luis?
That's nice. St. Louis.
Oh, Seattle Mariners.
Those are Seattle Pilots. Yeah. The Milwaukee Brewers.
I'm not even sure what a Mariner is, but.
Really?
Well, I'm a submariner, but you also say submariner. So,
Mariner is someone who. Dodgers 3-1 over the Friars.
What's a Dodger?
That's someone who dodges a trolley. That's where the Dodgers.
Tax Dodger.
No. That's where the Dodger name comes from. Trolley Dodgers. That was where their name.
So, what's a trolley Dodger?
Someone who dodges trolleys in the middle of the street. It was like a thing.
I thought like a Dodge the Fair.
No.
Got it. Artful Dodger.
There you go. All right. To Philadelphia, the Fighting Phils. They're only 6 under .500 considering how they started. They should be 10 games over .500. But anyway, 10-3, they take care of the Colorado Rockies.
What's a Philly?
It's a cigar.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's where they get it from.
Man.
And Madison Baumgartner, he had a no-hitter going into the eighth inning with one out in the eighth. He gave it up. Only gave up the one hit.
Yep.
He's now 10-4. 4-0, the Gigantes de San Francisco. Over Arizona, that game was down the street here.
You think he likes being second fiddle to Cueto?
Yeah, we'll get to that. Okay. Interleague play, Atlanta, believe it or not, shut somebody out. That was the Chicago White Sox. I bet you're thrilled to hear about that. Final score there was 2-0. Elsewhere in the American League, let's see what we got here. Toronto, they're only 2 out of first in the AL East. Why is that, you say? Well, they take care of Le Tigre à l'Etoile. 6-4, your final score there. R.A. Dickey gets the win. He's 7-9.
Great race.
Josh Donaldson, the guy with PH bat, the Pro-Hammer bat, he went deep again. We'll get to that in a second. Evil Empire, on the day where Derek Jeter gets married, they go to 4-500, 11-7. During the game?
No. Like, when they stopped the game?
Real pitcher's duel. And the fifth inning must have taken forever. The Yankees score 6 in the top of the fifth. Cleveland scores 6 in the bottom of the fifth. The inning had to take like 2 days. 11-7, your final score there. The Tribe with 3 errors. They still can't catch the ball either. Elsewhere, it was the Dembalmerose. They're now up 2 up over Toronto and my Red Sox
in
the AL East over the Halos. Tim Lincecum takes the loss there. He's 1-3. Baltimore 4-2 over the Angels. That was at Camden Yards. My Red Sox, David Price shuts out Tampa. It counts because they get paid. 4-0 your final score. Houston, big comeback. According to
our correspondent in Houston.
Yeah,
yes.
According to Chris. Yes. 1-9, 1-10, 2-1. They took care of the biggity, biggity. Oh. And elsewhere in the American League, it was Seattle 8-5 over Kansas City. And the Twinkies have won 7 of their last 10 with a 15-5 win over the Texas Rangers.
Yeah, took the Rangers out, right?
7 in the 7th, 2 in the 8th. There's your ball game right there. Nice. So update was, oh, by the way, Portugal wins the Euro.
Over
2016 over France.
French, what's the name of it? France Headbutters.
Yeah, something like that. This update was brought to you by the Pro-Hammer Bat Kid, the numero uno training device being used in the bigs right now, straight through the minors. Josh Donaldson, the reigning AL MVP who hit his 23rd of the year.
God.
Yeah, he swears by this puppy. Chili Davis, the hitting coach at now the Red Sox, hipped him up to it when they were with the A's together. So if you play the sport baseball we're talking about here, you go to their website. It's phbat.com. You type in the coupon code.
Baseball.
You're going to get a great deal from the pro. Hammer, bat.
I got a great idea for your wiffle ball game.
Okay, go ahead.
Remember that baseball I gave you for your birthday, Coco Crisp?
Still have it.
You tell her, like, okay, like wait till the last inning, pull it out, and then just plunk her with it.
No, can't do that.
No, just sneak it in.
I'm not going to plunk a 13-year-old with a baseball.
God, back in my day, we would have.
Well,
especially if it's a girl.
Well, I mean, if it's a wiffle ball or something, I'll give her some chin music, but not with a regular, not with a baseball.
I didn't say throw a fastball. You could have thrown a slider curveball.
Are you clinically, are you insane?
A curveball doesn't hurt. Come on.
When you're 13, it does.
Okay. Right.
Especially when it's being thrown
just
by
a suggestion.
By a grown man.
You don't have to give me the riot act.
Well, I'm not going to give the riot act.
You're not going to call Homeland Security on me now.
No, not a second time, no.
Okay. Yeah, twice in a week.
Honest to God.
You might get red flags.
You think somebody from Uber ratted you out and that's how it happened?
No. They took my picture, and then when they pulled me over for the inspection ticket, the ticket for double parking.
They took your picture?
Then he smelled it. They took it outside the airport.
I mean, how can you not know that they do that?
No, because they never done it. I never knew that they used it to penalize you. It's a $200 ticket. But you're not double parked because you're double parked. You're double parked because you're waiting to get in at the right moment.
Right, exactly.
It kind of is like a line cut. And they nailed me. And then, like, when they were going to write me that ticket.
But you sweet-talked your way out of it.
Do you know, I'm so lovable that they just
can't. No, you're not.
You know what was cool, though, is
quickly.
I had Hockey News magazine on my dashboard, and the cop kept looking at it. I had my Hanson T-shirt on. Oh, you like hockey? I said, yeah, but that's a Pittsburgh issue.
I'm a Charlestown
chief.
Yeah,
they beat the stupid Sharks. Coming
up in a couple of days, I'm going to be having lunch with Katie Morgan.
Uh-oh.
And we're going to chit-chat with her next. She is the host of HBO's Pornocorpia and Real Sex, and also an adult film star. Grew up homeschooled in Los Angeles.
Should I undress?
No, don't you dare. I don't want to go blind at this young young of an age. 1-800-878-7529. My personal chauffeur, the Great Cabbie. I'm Jerry Burke. That's King Crimson. This is Sports Overnight America.
Chris Townsend for the Pro-Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro-Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro-Hammer Bat.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful. It holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Look, this would be so easy for me. I mean, physically, you're like my perfect fantasy.
Of course.
Clearly, the sex would be fabulous.
Hell yeah!
You're strong, you've got a perfect back.
You betcha.
I just feel my arms and legs wrapped around you.
Excuse me.
We'd be all over the room and go on for hours and hours.
Oh, well, I'm Irish. Is that what? Ooh, the Beatles.
Yeah.
Why don't we do it in the road?
By the way, Cabby, if you don't dig the White Album, you're not a friend of mine.
It's the only one I like.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, it is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius XM Channel 93. You can either roll your R's or you cannot. And you know what? There are a lot of women on this planet that are very happy that some of us can roll our R's. None of them have ever met me. Yesterday, yours truly, as I am wont to do once a month, I appear on Sirius and XM's channel 791. It's a premium channel for you cheap bastards out there. It is Vivid Radio. Now, a couple of months ago, I was on with Monique Alexander, sweetheart of a girl. Of course, last month I was on with Andy Cruz from our neck of the woods here in San Francisco. And yesterday I was on with a woman who I have a great deal of respect for, not just for her work in the adult industry, but for the work that she does outside of that, being on with Stern, of course, being on HBO. She is one of the funniest human beings I have ever met in my life, and she's one of the coolest people I've ever met in my life, and she was nice enough to have me on her show. And boys and girls of all ages, it's time to have her on my show. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, Katie Morgan joins us here on Sports Overnight America. Hey, sweet cheeks, how are ya?
Hello, how are you?
You know what? Rock hard, razor sharp, only way to describe me right now, sweetheart. This is the highlight of my night. I have to deal with a guy over here who's built like John Goodman and nowhere near as good looking. So you are the cock of the walk, as they say. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, I'll take it. Thank you very much.
Katie Morgan joins us here, Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. First off, before anything, thank you so much for having me on your show yesterday. That was a lot of fun. You don't know a goddamn thing about baseball, do you?
Not a damn thing, no. That's why I brought Charlotte to help me. She is my baseball expert.
Yeah, now, what's Charlotte's last name again? You had her on. I went brain dead on that
Charlotte
one.
Charlotte Cross.
Right, and she's going to be up here in San Francisco. Like I said, she does some work with kink.com, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
A lot, yeah. She's up there all the time.
Well, I live right down the. I was telling her I live right down the street from Kink. Cabby lives around the corner from Kink.com.
Like a block.
But I'm much better looking than he is, and I was going to take her out for a burrito. So you have my cell number. I texted you earlier, so make sure you give it to her for me, would you please?
Wait, is that a euphemism, the burrito?
No.
No, it's not. No, sweetheart, I'm Irish. I'm sorry. Okay, there's nothing I can do. Hey, yeah. There's no need to apologize. Katie Morgan, hey, listen, I have a lot of questions I've always wanted to ask you.
Sure.
I do know a couple of. First off, you grew up in Los Angeles or that area, correct?
I did. I'm like from the Valley.
You're a Valley girl. But here's the thing. Being a Valley girl, you're not your typical Valley. You grew up in a fairly theological, religious house, and you were homeschooled, were you not?
Yes, very conservative.
Okay, now, and I grew up in Massachusetts, you know, basically with a bunch of, you know, not my parents, but I grew up in the, you know, the Berkshires with the hippie movement in the 60s and everything. I was a little kid, but it led me to where I am today. Okay, I have another question. I'm trying to think what order to put them in. I should have written this down. Growing up in that atmosphere, obviously, if you grew up in a very conservative religious household, sex isn't spoken of very much, and when it is spoken of, it's spoken of in a way where it is almost illegal. Is that basically how you grew up?
I mean, I wouldn't go quite that far. We just really didn't talk about it.
Okay.
I mean, except for, like, of course it's supposed to be in marriage. That was really, it was less at that.
Right, after you got the rock on your finger. I understand that. So, I mean, you're growing up, you're in California, you're homeschooled, you're growing up in a conservative household. How old were you when you saw your first adult film? Well, not performed, but saw.
Probably 18, 19 before I saw video. I would say I saw magazines around 18.
Really? So that's, I mean, because there are women who get into the industry like 3 weeks after their 18th birthday, which means they've probably seen a couple of them before they turned 14. So what was it that got, and they said, look, there are people, I know people still that think, you know, it's like a last-ditch effort to make a buck. And maybe back in the day it was, but now it's a legitimate career choice. There are seminars on how to get into the adult film industry. What was the turn? What point did you look at? I mean, for example, I've had Sika on with me, and she's a great lady, and she's one of the pioneers of this industry. And then, you know, you go back, there are people like her and Tracy Adams, who's from my neck of the woods in the Baltimore area. I know her kind of well. But there are people you look at and you say, these are the people who led me to where I am today. And with Sika, she looked at adult films and she goes, I can do better than that, and I can make more money than that. What was it that got? What was it that attracted you? What was the first little flicker of light that said, you know what, this might be something I might be interested in? What happened?
It's funny that you say flicker of light, because it was really like that. It was like a light bulb going off. I was out on bail and I was, you know, watching a lot of porn because I was bored. And then it occurred to me that that was their job and they were getting paid, and that was a hell of a lot better than my job.
And what was your job?
I managed a pet store.
Nice. So, wait a minute. Not only are you soft of spirit, but you're soft of soul. My God, it's a shame. You're married, and that's a shame, because you, to me, would be like the perfect woman. I am an animal junkie. I love them, and I also like adult films. So
there you go. We have both of those things in common.
There you go. So, obviously, I mean, growing up in the Valley, I don't care if you live in a cave in the Valley. You do know where the films are being done, and you know how to get a hold of an agent. That's pretty common. It's like in San Francisco. You know where the gay bars are, whether you're gay or not. You know where they're at.
I mean, I didn't actually know how to go about it, but my attorney, because I was out on bail, had defended another porn star, and I stole her phone number from his Rolodex. He was kind of old.
Okay, if you don't mind my asking, and you do not have to answer this question, what were you out on bail for?
Oh, yeah, I had 100 pounds of weed in Mexico. Oops.
What?
Yeah, bad choice. I'm a federal felon.
In the car? What year was that? Just a
ballpark? No. Just let it go.
I used to drive a cab on the border.
We can Google that. But you know what? I like to go into interviews not knowing what the hell I'm talking about. That way I can actually sound surprised when I find out that I'm dealing with a felon.
Well,
I'm sorry, Michael. Katie Morgan joins us, adult film star. And you know what? I love your work with HBO. We'll get to that in a second. But okay, so you steal a phone number from your attorney's Rolodex. I'm sure he was thrilled about that. The whole thing was, you know, client privilege. Take me forward. Okay, whose number was it that you stole? If you don't mind my asking.
Lola.
Oh, nice. If you're going to steal a number, that's a good number to steal. So you make a phone call and you say, hi, I'm Katie. I want to get into the adult film industry.
Yeah, I called her. I said, hey, you don't know me, but we have a friend in common, and I heard you were in the industry, and how do I go about getting in? And she told me. She said, get an agent. She said, work for these people. She said, don't do anything you're not comfortable doing. And I followed all of her rules, and here I am now.
Okay.
Many, many, many years later.
Okay, well, a couple of questions I have for that. Once you get into the industry, first off, you know, I know in Hollywood, I had an agent. I've known a big fan of them. I do a lot of voiceover work. But, you know, it's tough. I mean, to get an agent, you have to have a resume. But to have a resume, you have to have an agent. It's like the ultimate catch-22. How hard was
Not in porn.
Not in the adult film industry? Okay, I was just checking on that. Okay, so go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say all you need is boobs and an interest in being in.
Yeah, and a healthy attitude. so you get into the industry. Now, let me ask you, once you got in there, because you actually excelled to you became successful. I won't say really quick, but you know, in a fairly short amount of time, given the fact that it's an industry with a short lifespan in it. But on a positive and on a negative sense, what were the two things that surprised you most about once you got your foot in the door in the industry? What surprised you the most, and in a good way, what surprised you most in a negative way about the actual process of shooting an adult film?
Well, I mean, you know, I guess the only thing that surprised me in a positive way was that it's so easy and so fun.
Yeah, you look like you're having a terrible time when you're out there, Katie. You really do. Okay.
Yeah, no, it's such a good time. As far as negative, really nothing, although I was surprised to find out how long it can take to make an adult movie.
Oh, no, yeah.
It's like,
oh, yeah.
Super easy. No, it takes time. It's a real movie.
I had a friend of mine a long, long time ago, Dr. Dwight Buckelkamp. He was actually an on-staff or on-call gynecologist, and I can't remember if it was for... It wasn't for Vivid, but it was one of the bigger names back in the 80s, a guy I went to college with. And he called me. We went to see him in Los Angeles. This was like 1999. I was living here. And there was a shoot down in Marina Del Rey or Van Nuys or something. He goes, I need a boom operator. Boom mic. And this is back before, you know, digital and everything. And Nina Hartley was in it. And Nina's a sweetheart. She's from up here in San Francisco.
I love her.
She's a sweetheart of a person. And afterwards, I was just standing there, and she said, pretty much the most unsexy thing you've ever seen in your life, isn't it? And I'm like, yeah, this is actual goddamn work.
Yep, it is work. Although, you know, it's sexy fun work when you're not holding the boom mic.
No, exactly. Yeah, I had the glamour job. I didn't even get to look through a camera. I had to look at the little meter down there to make sure that your levels were fine. Have you ever... Yeah, exactly. Okay, now here's the other question I had, and I've asked this from other people. Anything in the entertainment industry, even what I do, there are trappings. And I understand. And it's very easy, especially at a young age, and especially if you get successful at a young age. Now, I'm just going to use, like, I'll correlate it with me. I was 25 when I got my first major market job. I got lucky. This was back in the East Coast in Baltimore. And, of course, when you make it to the level, first off, you're 25 and you're thinking you're God. And secondly,
right, yeah,
you're making more money than you ever thought that anyone could make in this industry, which is not a lot. But then when you get in major markets, you do. And there are a lot of trappings out there where you can just basically cut yourself off at the knees and be out of your chosen field in a very short amount of time, or in certain instances, kill yourself. How did you end up avoiding those trappings? Because it's a very easy thing to fall into, especially at a young age. How did you do that? Was it just something that you had internally, or was it just something you had to force yourself to do?
I don't know. I've always just had a really good work ethic, so I just sort of applied that to the adult industry. Just, you know, do a good job, right. Be happy at work, and it took me an awfully long way.
Well, when I speak of trappings, I mean when you hit a big in an industry, in any industry, there are a lot of people that want to kind of be in with you. Now, whether they're a part of the industry or not, just to be associated with you or with me or with somebody who's in sports or a movie actor or something like that, they'll do anything to rub elbows with you. They'll lay some lines on you. They'll pop something in your pocket. They'll give you a phone number to get a hold of somebody. And it's really easy to start falling into really bad habits. Was it just the work ethic that you said, this is my job, I'm not going to fall into that?
Well, I mean, I have a lot of bad habits, it depends on what you mean by
that. Well, I have, okay, truthfully, you're not doing lines off some girl's tits, okay?
Oh, God, no.
That's
no,
what I'm talking
no,
about,
no,
yeah.
That's not me.
Right.
No, I like to be nice and in control of myself, and
that's what I'm talking about, yeah.
I've always been that way.
I mean, there are people, Amber Lynn was a perfect example. I mean, this is a woman who was huge back in the 80s, but this is a woman who also, during takes, you know, used to take hits off a crack pipe until she got her act straightened out, and she's doing very well for herself now. But this is a woman who had she had no problems or no introduction to drugs until she got into the industry, and someone said, here, try this. And it's very easy to fall into that. Savannah got into problems like that. There are a lot of people in the industry that fell into that. How did you avoid it?
I listened to Nancy Reagan. She said, just say no. She scared the crap out of me as a child. So I believed her.
All right, that's fair enough. Hey, Katie, listen. Okay, where are you? You're on your way back to Los Angeles right now. Are you not?
No. Actually, I just arrived in Portland. I've got a family wedding up here this week.
Really? Now, that's my other question. Like I said, conservative, Christian, religious family, Southern California. You're working at a pet store. You walk into your parents' place one day and you say, Mom and Dad, I'm going to be making a living with my toes pointed up at the ceiling in certain instances, sometimes on my side, back, or on my knees. How did they take this?
That never happened. That never happened. No, I was in the industry 7 years before they found out.
What?
Oh.
I couldn't keep my...
I know a lot of kink.com people like that.
Really? 7 years? How is that possible?
Well, that's part of the whole conservative thing is they just didn't watch TV. Well, they certainly aren't around the industry.
Right, and they don't know people who watch adult films, I assume. If that's their friends, they're probably in the same...
No, of course not.
Okay, and if you don't mind my asking, their response once it was brought up?
They weren't very happy. It took a couple of years for them to get over that whole idea.
Did you explain
it? But, you know, again, that was many years ago. At this point...
I mean, real quick, we only got about 2 or 3 minutes left. How did you get involved with HBO? Because I'll be honest with you, you do a fantastic... I mean, I'll be honest with you, I've only seen 2 of your adult films. I watch you on HBO all the time, though. I think you're fantastic. You're funny as hell, and you're I got news for you. You're with or without clothes on, you are wildly entertaining. How did you get involved with HBO?
Oh, I actually met them at a talent call for a movie that was being shot way back in the day when they were doing Pornucopia.
Right, great show.
And yeah, and that's how I met them. They shot me on that, and then they came back, and we did Porn 101, and then they signed me to a contract, and I was with them for 9 years.
Wow, you did a fantastic job with them. Listen, this is your chance to shamelessly pimp yourself out to people who are basically getting off on themselves right now in their mother's basements, given the hour of the night. What are you up to lately? Are you going to be in San Francisco anytime soon?
I am. I'm going to be dancing at the New Century Theater here coming up pretty quick.
That's where I buy my weed from.
That's where we hang out.
That's my. I don't go to the club, but that's where my weed club is. My pot club's right around the corner from there.
That's supposed to be the best
yay.
In the city. Yeah.
Yay. When are you going to be?
It's good. Go ahead.
No, please. When are you going to be at the New Century?
I'm going to be there the 15th and 16th of July.
Ooh. Well, listen, Katie, I that text you got that said, hi, it's me, that's me. When you get into town and it said, this is nothing more than, hey, I get to buy dinner for Katie Morgan. When you get into town for those couple of days, our studios are up here in North Beach, which is like the Little Italy of the West Coast. Dinner on me,
right.
Man. Dinner on me when you're in town, if
all
you want.
All right.
All right, listen.
I'll take you up on it.
Katie, hang on the line for 1 second. I'm gonna make sure I say goodbye to you in a proper sort of way when we get off the air. But listen, I want to thank you so much for allowing me on your show yesterday, and I want to thank you so much for coming on the air with me tonight. This has been a genuine thrill for me, and I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Well, you bet, Katie. Hang on the line, please. Katie Morgan, ladies and gentlemen, adult film star extraordinaire, HBO's Pornucopia, and an all-around good egg. She'll be in San Francisco at the New Century, right up the street from us here. Coming up on July 16th, 15th, and 16th, this is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, and TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days.
Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE, 855-254-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Dave's not here!
Our thanks to Katie Morgan, adult film star and host of HBO's Real Sex, as well as Pornucopia. Also, my personal chauffeur, the great cabbie. Like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America. Just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled G-E-R-R-I-E-B-U-R-K-E. Those idiots at the USA Network next with what they humorously refer to as the news. This is Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93.